Okay, hi.
Log Talk Radio.
Okay, hi, I'm Anita, and I can see for most of my listeners, well, A, I'd like to apologize for being a few seconds late on starting, and B, you'll notice I finally changed the name of the show. I changed it to Rambles because I'm not playing music and I'm not doing the original idea of my show. So that's why there's the name change. And I felt like, okay, Rambles, because basically I choose a topic and I ramble about it. So I'm like, Rambles, it is. So today's episode is about death and sex. Why I chose them wasn't just because the nickname for an orgasm in French is little death, but there's so much bad information and stigmas to these two topics. It's like they're part of life. I mean, and you can die without being born, which is metaphysical and like overly like philosophy approach, but it's true. You can die without ever being born. So it's a part of it. I mean, it's like conception. And it happens. Nobody likes that part of life because, let's face it, depending on whether or not you believe in religion, it's the end. If you're an atheist, you believe it's done. But it's still worthy of respect, and it should not have the stigma or the negativity surrounding it. Also, same thing with sex. I mean, there is so much bad information about sex, and you don't realize how bad it is until you either walk into a middle school or high school, or you build a college student. I'm considering some of the bad things, stupid stuff I heard in college. Oh my gosh. You're weird. You're a part of the future of this country. No. Please, dear. I'm wondering if you have a stupid gene, darling. And yeah, I did sound like my mother used to say darling when she was annoyed, but what a story. Anyway, so those are the two issues that are correlated for the next 12 minutes. So with death, as I said, it's a part of life. And the real way to get over death is to make a joke. I remember, and if anybody has an opposing point of view, they are more than willing to. I would love to hear their point of view. The guest call-in number is 213-943-3495. Death, when it's funny, it helps you. When you can make a joke about it, you can move on with it. Not saying it makes it easier, but is able to accept it. I remember when my mom died, and I really don't talk about her a lot. I have her pictures around, but horror stories about my mom, my real mom. I made a joke. Like, once it was all over, it was like, okay, I'm going to be okay. I can joke about it. Her uncle's tombstone was ugly. I mean, really, I had to find a level of humor. Otherwise, I would have ended up flying over the cuckoo's nest, and I was like, no, they don't give family discounts for the psych ward, especially if one of the members is, you know, lively and impaired. So I had to look up and realize, okay, that really is a ugly tombstone. Why the hell she didn't cook? She left a cornbread recipe, and I was like, you didn't cook. That was her mother. Lover sometimes didn't like her. What daughter likes their mother. Also, if you've ever, there was that and the stamps on the table. And I was like, yeah, my cooking didn't kill her. So I was able to recover because I could honestly find the humor and have an open dialogue about it. And some people don't get it, but you should be able to have an open dialogue about death. If not, it's going to hurt a lot more when it happens, either to you or the person you love dying. Like, trying to have them hold on is so you can grieve and mourn. It's like, okay, you're just being selfish. It's true. You're really dragging it out just so you don't feel bad. That's not love. And that's also my issue with, oh, yeah, the whole watching Dead Like Me. That also helped with me developing humor. I don't know if any of my listeners remember the show Dead Like Me. It had Jasmine Guy and the guy from Homeland, the one who's still, whose character wasn't shot, Manny Tinkin. He was also on the first three seasons of Criminal Minds. Now, why he has a thing about being on Dead Show, I have no idea. I haven't interviewed him. But some of the deaths were funny. Like, you trip on a banana peel in a bank and you're naked. It was funny. Like, and also her bodily functions in death. Like, a lot of people, I don't know if some people know that, but there are, like, parts and fluids lost. And, yeah, it's crass. And it's like, oh, my gosh, it's so crass. It takes the basic human ideals and denominations, and it makes people seem like fat people, but really, it's sort of funny. Like, what happened when you died? They farted. Or really, they farted and they lost their bodily function. So it's funny. And that also segues into sex. Sex also has bodily functions. I'm not sure if my listeners really need to have the talk about the bodily fluid involved in sex. But, yeah, there are fluids. Bodily fluids. I'm going back to it. They're funny. And also, queefing. Not sure if some of my listeners even know what queefing is. It's a vaginal fart when air gets pushed into the vagina. Sometimes it makes a noise, and it's funny. Like, really, it's sort of funny. Actually, it's more fun. It is. I mean, really, they make fun of it on South Park. So it has to be fun. I know, common denomination. But anyway, those are cards of it. If you can't laugh about them, how can you have a conversation about them? And with sex, if you can't laugh about a queef or a fluid, why are you sleeping with that person? And assume it's not something like, why are you consensually sleeping with somebody if you can't laugh with them? Like, really? Why are you here? Like, that is something to wonder when you're sleeping. It's like, I can't even make a joke with you. Bring your shit about batteries. I don't see why you're here. It's cruel, it's mean. And some of my friends will call me an ice princess for saying it, but it's, why? Like, it's funny. Like, a queef, it's like, oh my gosh, it happened. I mean, I get the initial blushing, especially the feet. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe. But if you can't crack a joke about, you know, or he can, it's like, nice. And it makes it easier, you know. Hey, we need to talk, and you can talk because, you know, the person's listening. Sitting there or whatever, and it's like, this is funny. And you can break the ice, isn't it? You know those really bad, cheesy jokes you hear on a date and somebody's nervous and you can just, the jokes are so bad you laugh at them anyway, and it breaks the ice. Pun not intended when I say break the ice, because it's not like I'm saying break something else. But you should be able to laugh with that person. Talk to the person. Even, you know, and sex and death are natural. As mammals, that's how sex is how we reproduce. And now I'm just realizing maybe death is more natural than sex because, you know, you have some things that are asexual, and it's an anomaly in humans, but there are asexual humans, so you don't have to. But primary, number one way of reproduction is sex. Been going on since beginning of time with humans. And that's something we'll do really, really well, is have sex. And then sometimes it's not even really, really well. It's really like, really? Like, not, oh, joy, really? Well, like, really? Like, no, this is not enjoyable. And the bad, I'm just thinking, oh, the bad information you get about death and sex. The college one, true story, I had a nurse ask me about bleach. And not, you know, the vanity bleaching, because this was like beginning of the century. And it's so weird for me to say beginning because I always think beginning of the 19th century. But like the beginning of the 21st century, so like Darwin-esque. But she was like, have you ever used bleach? No, I've never used bleach there. What? Is KY jelly the same? Yeah, that's those two speeches are why I said, you know, if you ever want to hear bad advice about sex, middle school, high school, and college, because, yeah, you have to be able to and have an open dialogue. Just explain the jokes, the bodily functions, to make a talking about these topics so much easier. Like, yes, I have an egg. I don't know if it's withered. Well, some of them may have withered up and died. But it's there. And in comes the invasion. This is what it's made for. In a couple of years, well, a couple of months, I apologize for years, brain fart, but you know, so mad at me. But a couple of months, the eggs will do like an alien during those months. And I'll experience the pain of having 40-plus bones, the pain equivalent of 40-plus bones being broken. I'm going to go through all that because if somebody, I should at least be able to laugh with them. Please. But I've got almost 2.5 minutes left, and I would really, really love to have a call-in guest. The number is 213-943-3495. The jokes, I mean, even with that, that's finding the humor, taking the stigma away. And when I'm trying to make these points, it's not to say, oh, be cavalier and irresponsible and go right out and talk. No, they're not to be disrespected, but they are a part of people. We, as mammals, primary form of reproduction, death being in a check of balance, and with death, it makes you appreciate people. And it's a sucky way to cause people to feel appreciated, but it's true. Knowing you'll never, or depending on if you're religious or not, you may never see this person again. You may remember them, but in the words of one of my meditation teachers, memories aren't real. I mean, they fade. You know, look at Alzheimer's. Your memories fade. But the feelings you have for those people exist. And death is the one way to, it makes you acknowledge the feeling for that person. And with sex, being able to, it's not like you'll die if you never have sex again. Some people might feel, and I just got my teeth. But some people might feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't have sex, I'll die. It's like, I'll be moody, but you'll live and look at plants. They don't even look, it's okay. No, might have been sponges. But point is, these two topics, death and sex, people should find humor in them and use that humor to take the stigma away and have an open dialogue about them. And speaking of dialogue, I appreciate you guys listening to my show and rambling of my dialogue being basically a ramble. And this is Rambles. I am Anita. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you tune in next month. Okay. Bye.